Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. This year is a very special year for Camp Good News of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. 60 years ago this year in 1956, Camp Good News in Washington, Illinois was started. Child Evangelism Fellowship as an organization has been in existence since 1937, where the ministry was launched here in our own state of Illinois in Chicago 78 years ago. Within a decade, though, the ministry of CEF quickly spread across the country and throughout our own state of Illinois, and then began to expand into other countries around the world, going international, all in less than 10 years. Today, Child Evangelism Fellowship is serving in 192 countries around the world on all the major continents. But here in North America, CEF has an established ministry in every state in the USA, in all the provinces of Canada, and all the countries of the Caribbean. The ministry of CEF for 78 years has been on the move, is not showing any signs of slowing down or stopping, but is only growing and increasing and reaching more and more children with the gospel of Christ with every passing year for almost the past 25 years. Last year, CEF altogether internationally reached 19.6 million children with the gospel through all of our evangelistic outreach ministries combined. The main ministry of CEF from the beginning, without question, has always been the weekly Good News Club program during the school year and the 5-day club ministry outreach during the summertime. However, for us here in Illinois, right up there at the top of the list of all the ministry outreaches that we have in our state is camp ministry at Camp Good News. Let me share with you briefly today the story of Camp Good News and how the Lord brought that ministry about and blessed CEF of Illinois with an additional ministry tool in reaching boys and girls for Christ here in our state. In the early 1950s, the Lord put it on the heart of some ordinary but very committed individuals who had an extraordinary vision to start a CEF camp ministry for children here in the heart of Illinois. Art Blumpot was serving at that time as a CEF chairman in Peoria, Illinois, and Christine Barrett was serving as a local director. Also, Mr. Earl Trude was serving as a state director for CEF of Northern Illinois at that time as well. These three individuals and the CEF board members all had a singular desire to begin a camp ministry outreach to children. In the beginning, there was no land for a camp, but only a dream. CEF began a camp ministry program for children in 1951 by renting the Salvation Army campgrounds in central Illinois, and this continued on for several years. Then the Lord began to put the vision all in motion and bring about the long-expected dream. In October of 1955, Dan DeMenn, who also started the Christian Center in Peoria, Illinois, was invited to come to a CEF board meeting to talk about a 27-acre tract of land at the end of Liberty Lane outside of Washington, Illinois, that he had been using as an outreach for a boys' camp called the Heart of Illinois Camp. However, he expressed that he had limited time and resources and would love to see a ministry like Child Evangelism Fellowship have the camp as an outreach to children and to young people. The Strubar family in Washington, Illinois, who owned the 27-acre land, was then contacted to discuss the future vision of the proposed CEF Children's Camp and to work out all the details of gifting the land and the title deed to Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. On May 31st, 1956, the property was officially named Camp Good News. However, it would be another full summer in 1957 before camp ministry was actually officially begun at the Camp Good News property, and that was because they needed all that time to get the camp ready for the campers. From the very outset, though, the Lord put it on the heart of Art Blumpot, or as he was known as Uncle Art, and his wife Lillian, who was called Aunt Lil, to give the next 10 years of his life to get the ministry of Camp Good News up and running. Art stepped down from his position as chairman and gave up his own business to come on staff with CEF full-time as the assistant state director with the responsibility of overseeing the camp ministry of Camp Good News. His monthly salary at that time was $200 per month. But the Lord truly blessed his efforts and all those involved from the very beginning. The early years at Camp Good News was memorable. In the first year, they had no building, so instead they used tents for everything. They had a big circus-like tent that served both as a dining room and the chapel meeting room. They had a tent for cooking and pup tents for sleeping that were pitched over concrete slabs. Art's grandson, Bob Blumpot, remembers what the camp looked like during a rainy week at Camp Ganoos when the little rivers ran through the mess hall tent. Later, as the funds came in, buildings and cabins were built. Many people in the community and several supporting churches began coming together to take hold of the vision and seeing the need for a children's Christian camp ministry. Finally, enough funds were available that the main building was built in stages that today still serves as our main chapel and dining room. A brick mason laid all the blocks for the building's foundation, and he did it all in the evenings after working all day long. Two teenage boys remember carrying every single one of those blocks. It was all that they could do to keep up with the volunteer bricklayer supplying him with all the mortar and blocks. All I can say today as a testimony to those who laid the foundation for the main building is that they did a super job. Because even today, when we have storms and bad weather at Camp Ganoos, it's the chapel building that we all go into as a storm shelter for the whole camp. The camp ministry at Camp Ganoos continued to grow and progress through the years. By 1962, it is reported that Camp Ganoos ministered to 325 campers who came from four different states and 56 cities in Illinois with 46 salvation decisions for Christ that year. In those early years of camp, the people who made the camp ministry happen did whatever it took to keep the camp going and all the needs met, including holding volunteer work days. The board minutes tell of having a chicken dressing day, where in one day, on New Year's Day, they dressed 148 chickens for the upcoming camp season. And by the way, that doesn't mean putting fancy clothes on chicken for dressing, but it means getting chickens ready for dinner. Chicken. That's what's for dinner. Wendell and Julie Nash, who has been involved with CEF in Illinois from the early years, and Wendell, who practically lived at camp serving as a camp treasurer for almost 40 years, remembers back in the day when they used to make homemade noodles for the camp and hang the noodles up on the clothesline at camp to dry. Wendell said they continued to do that until the specters for the camp health insurance said they couldn't do that anymore. The camp ministry, though, under Art's leadership and service, continued to grow and to expand until he got sick and then passed away a couple years later in October of 1968. But a couple of years before he died, Art shared at a state board meeting all the many ways that God was blessing the camp ministry and said, "God is working at the camp." His wife Lillian, after he died, continued carrying on the camp ministry until the early 1970s and considered it an absolute privilege to serve the Lord through the ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship and Camp Ganoos. In her retirement resignation letter to the board, she cited verses from Psalm 90 that says, "Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord and our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yes, the work of our hands, establish thou it." From then till now, the camp has gone through many changes. Additional buildings were built, and camper cabins were given a theme, going from an Indian theme, including an Indian teepee that was donated to the camp, then later changed to a Western theme, and then to the Fruit of the Spirit theme. Today, the cabins are named after animals you would find in the woods like Field Mouse Glen, Squirrel Hollow, Red Fox Ridge, or Lizard Manor. A swimming pool was put in later years, a log cabin was torn down, and a canteen store craft area was built in its place. A modular home was converted from the camp director's house to additional classroom space, and additional property was acquired through a long-term lease arrangement. And electrical upgrades and a new phone system were installed. Most of all these camp improvements throughout the years were given to the camp as outright gifts, including mattresses for bunk beds, a commercial dishwasher, salad bar serving lines, and dishes that were purchased by people collecting TV stamps. Some of our recent additions has been the two duplex cabins for girls that were built, the four treehouse cabins for the boys that were built on the additional property that we acquired, the renovating of some of our older buildings, including the chapel area, and also finishing our current camp director's house. A lot of fun things have also been added to the camp too, such as a high zip line over a deep ravine. Our camp director told me that there are not that many camps in Illinois that have a zip line that tall because it goes over a deep valley and is way up in the air above the trees. The children that come out to our camp every summer often talk of the zip line being their favorite thing that they love at camp to do, and it's the ride of their life. Other camp activities have continued to expand, such as our wilderness camping program and low ropes course that have been put on the back side of the camp property. And then more recently, they've added a Gaga ball court and Azor balls that are like huge inflatable human soccer balls that the children absolutely love to bounce around in and bounce other people too. But none of these improvements to the camp would have been possible without the volunteer labor of committed individuals who have served camp wholeheartedly through the years. We also have financial donors and ministry prayer partners who have given of their time, talent, and treasure to make the ministry of Camp Good News a reality and dedicated to the Lord. The names of those who have served at camp and partnered together with camp read like one of those ending letter epistles of the Apostle Paul. But all these faithful servants of the Lord, and many more whom we don't even have all their names listed in our camp records, have literally poured out their life like a drink offering unto the Lord. Their only desire was to serve the Lord and to help make the good news of Jesus Christ known to the children coming to camp. One of these long-term volunteers who served at camp full-time for many years but absolutely with no pay, that served like an assistant to the director, said that she washed every dish and pot and pan that was out there at camp. But not only has the physical buildings and the activities changed through the years, but so have many of the faces serving at Camp Good News. The camp committee has had many faithful members serving for many years and others rotating in and out as the Lord led. The camp has also had several part-time and full-time camp directors in the past 60 years, as well as the important and growing role of a maintenance staff and now today a full-time facility director, which we praise the Lord for. Program staff and office and kitchen help have also changed and has worn many faces, but each person serving at Camp Good News through the years have sunk their heart and soul into making the camp to be a place where children are welcomed and the love of Christ is made known and shown. Who could begin to count almost the countless numbers of volunteers who have also served at Camp Good News, including summer staff and summer camp counselors, serving all of these years? Today, the camp ministry has now grown to be an 8 to 10 weeks of camp all summer long, including our 2 weeks of training school at our CF Summer Missionary Training, a week of day camp for Vacation Bible Camp in partnership with a local church, a week of camp rental for a special needs group, and 6 full weeks of overnight residential camping for paying campers and also scholarship campers that are coming literally from all around the state of Illinois. But camp ministry at Camp Good News is no longer just a summer thing, it's a year-round thing. During the off-season, the camp services retreat groups that are using the camp's facility, but also the camp continues to minister to boys and girls through the Archery Good News Club at camp, special evangelistic seasonal outreaches such as Christmas rallies, and weekend retreats focused on discipleship ministry for children and their parents. Altogether, this past year, Camp Good News ministered to 584 children, and 68 children made a profession of faith in Christ as their Lord and Savior. Now that's what Camp Good News is all about, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. I recently had a chance to talk to Wendell Nash, our Emeritus State Board Member of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois, and I asked him why he loved camp ministry so much. Wendell told me that camp ministry is a great way to work with kids more than just for an hour program or so, but to have them for 5 days, almost an entire week, to tell them about Jesus, God's Word, and to teach them what it means to live for Christ. He also said that at camp, many Christian workers who are serving the Lord today dedicate themselves to serve the Lord full-time when they attend camp. Wendell also said he especially likes the campfire service time, and it's one of his favorite things about Camp Good News. Chris Kalel is now our new camp director for Camp Good News, and he is now going into his 3rd year serving at our camp. He comes with so much energy and excitement, has so many gifts and talents to share, but most importantly, he loves the Lord, he loves the children, and he loves camp ministry, hook, line, and sinker. I asked him the other day as he was getting ready for the Camp Good News 60th anniversary celebration coming up, if he ever tires of camp ministry. He said, yes, it's work, it's sacrifice, even sacrifice of time with your family, but you just have to love it. He said, I love camp ministry. It's so much fun. I heart camp. And really, that's what all these servants of the Lord throughout the years have all had in common from the very beginning. They had a heart for the Lord, a heart for the children, and a heart for wanting to start a Christian camp ministry focused on the children here in the heart of Central Illinois. Why? Because they heart camp, and so do I. Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations that there would be many more generations of campers to come who would know the Lord Jesus and learn to walk with Him through the ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship and Camp Good News in Illinois for many more years yet to come.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. So please.
tell me again?